7-1, the Cardinals. They lose to the Dodgers today, opening up the 2024 campaign. Welcome back in. We roll on with the Mercy Cardinals post-game show. My name is Matt Pauley, coming your way from our St. Louis studios. Let's go back through the game with the highlights. The Cardinals sending Miles Michaelis to the mound today, while the Dodgers, they go with it. Tyler Glass now, and it would be the Dodgers who would strike first. It happens in the bottom of the first inning. Their leadoff hitter, Mookie Betts, walks. The next hitter to come up to the plate is Shohei Ohtani.
But he stands in the left-handed batter's box, infield a double play depth. The pitch is swung on, and there's a hit to right field. That's going toward the corner. Mookie Betts is on his way to third. He's going to be held up there. And Ohtani rounds second. He's caught off second. The throw, he's in a rundown. Mookie Betts goes back to third base, and Ohtani is going to be tagged out.
Yeah, kind of. There was nobody out, so that's why Betts was held up at third, but he certainly could have scored. In the long run, it really didn't matter, but Ohtani between second and third went to third where Betts was, and that's where the tag ended up being applied. So you had Mookie Betts on at third. There is one out in the inning, and then Freddie Freeman would come up for the Dodgers.
The Cardinals play the infield up, the outfield toward left for Freeman, who swings. It's a ground ball up the middle and a base hit to center field. That one got past Nolan Gorman, scoring Mookie Betts. The Dodgers lead 1-0.
Will Smith would get a single. That would move Freeman to third. Max Muncy hits a sacrifice fly. It scores Freeman, and that makes it a 2-0 game. And the next hitter after that is Teoscar Hernandez.
Michaelis fires strike three on the inside corner. 88 on that pitch. And Teoscar Hernandez quizzes Alan Porter about the call.
Yeah, so Michaelis gets out of it with a strikeout, gets out of it cheaply enough, giving up the two runs there in the first inning, and it's a 2-0 game. Michaelis, to his credit, bounces back in the second inning, has a 1-2-3 inning. The final batter they faces in the inning is Gavin Lux.
Now the pitch. Strike three called. That was 92 on the inside corner at the knees, and Lux thought he had a walk, but that was a perfect, perfect pitch.
But Michaelis could not recreate a 1-2-3 inning in the third. That top of the order for the Dodgers is oh so tough. First batter he faces in the third is Mookie Betts.
Michaelis into the windup, and his first pitch is hit hard to left field and deep back to the track. Looking up is Donovan, and that's gone into the Dodgers bullpen. Mookie Betts hits his second home run of the year, drives in his eighth run of the year, and it's 3-0 Dodgers.
Shohei Ohtani then walks, and that brings up Freddie Freeman.
And Ohtani has a nice lead at first base, and that pitch is hit high in the air to a deep center field. Scott is backing up. He's looking up, and that's gone. Freddie Freeman has just hit the second home run of the inning, a two-run shot, and it's now 5-0 Los Angeles.
After Will Smith pops out, Max Muncy strikes out, and that once again brings Hernandez to the plate.
Swing and a miss. He strikes out Hernandez for the second time, and that's 5 punchouts for Michaelis.
Yeah, back-to-back strikeouts there to end things in the third inning, but the damage was already done. 3 runs on 2 hits in the third for the Dodgers, and they lead by a 5-0 score. It would not stay 5-0 very long. Paul Goldschmidt, who already had the Cardinals' first hit of the day, he would come up with their first run of the day when he leads things off in the fourth.
But as we know, bullpens change, rotations change as the season moves on. There's a hard hit ball to left field. That ball's hit deep. And it's gone. It's way out of here. Goldie gives one a ride, and the Cardinals get on the board.
401 feet, leaving the bat at just under 102 miles per hour. Paul Goldschmidt makes it a 5-1 game, but that would end up being as close as the Cardinals would get in this one. In the fourth inning, Miles Michaelis is back out to continue to work for the Cardinals. He would give up a base hit to James Outman. Then Jason Hayward would pop out, and that brings up Gavin Lux.
Swinging a ground ball to second. Gorman to second for one, on to first, double play. Perfectly done by Gorman, Wynn, and Goldie as Michaelis gets what he needs.
Yeah, Michaelis puts up a zero in the second and fourth, but not in the first and third. Top of the fifth inning, we saw Victor Scott II reach on a throwing error with one out. So he does not get his first hit of his career, but he does end up getting the first stolen base of his major league career.
Scott is going. The pitch, low a ball, the throw to second, forget it. First major league steal for Victor Scott after 94 last year.
Yeah, pretty impressive right there. Once he gets on the bases, he can make things happen. So he made something happen running down the first base line, forcing the throwing error from Mookie Betts, and then he steals second, but he doesn't come around to score as nothing more really happens for the Cardinals there in the top of the fifth. That takes us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Miles Michaelis back out. Gets Mookie Betts to pop out, but then a base hit from Shohei Ohtani ends the day for Michaelis, and it brings on Andre Pallante. He gets Freddie Freeman to strike out. It was a really impressive pitch that he threw for strike three for Freddie Freeman, and then Will Smith flies out. So Pallante able to get out of it, and that was a good performance from him. As we move along to the sixth inning, Pallante continuing to pitch for the Cardinals with one out. He gives up a double to Hernandez, and that brings up James Outman.
With Hernandez on second, the pitch by Pallante. Ground ball, right side, under Goldie's glove, into right field, a base hit. Teoscar Hernandez is trying to score, and he does. He scores standing. The Dodgers lead 6-1.
Moving along to the seventh inning, the day would be done for Tyler Glasnow as Ryan Yarbrough would come in to pitch for the Dodgers. The Cardinals didn't do much against him in the top of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh, we see the Cardinals' debut of Riley O'Brien. You can make the argument that he was the most impressive relief pitcher during spring training. Well, he was obviously very amped up, making his first major league appearance in a couple years, and he's coming up to face off against Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman. That's a tough assignment for O'Brien. The first batter he faces Betts. The first two pitches were high and tight. The second one took Betts all the way down to his backside. He eventually walks Betts, and that brings up Shohei Ohtani.
1-2 delivery is swung on and missed, and he strikes out Ohtani. Well, that's one that you're going to remember. His first strikeout as a Cardinal, and he gets Ohtani.
Yeah, absolutely. Gained the strikeout of Ohtani. However, he would then walk Freddie Freeman. That puts runners on at first and second. And then with two outs, it's Max Muncy at the plate.
O'Brien delivers, and that's hit sharply to right for a base hit. A looping liner to right. That scores another run. And the Dodgers now lead 7-1 on the two-out hit for Muncy. His second RBI of the game.
And that would end up being the final score, 7-1. Dodgers get the win. In the eighth inning, though, for the Cardinals, new pitcher into the game, it's Matthew Liberatore. That's going to be our move of the game, brought to you by A. Mrazek Moving Systems. A. Mrazek is the official mover of the St. Louis Cardinals. He was really good, did not give up a hit, had a 1-2-3 eighth. Good velocity on his pitches, looked commanding and dominant, and it's just one game. We'll repeat that both from a positive side and for a negative side for the Cardinals today. Just one game, but if this is any indication of the kind of pitcher that Liberatore can be working out of the bullpen, that's a really, really good sign. But it came in a game that was one-sided in the wrong direction as the Dodgers do get the 7-1 win. The Dodgers 1-0, the Cardinals 0-1. Winning totals for the Dodgers, 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 5 for the Cardinals. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. They end up leaving 4. Home runs hit in the contest. Mookie Betts hits his second. Freddie Freeman his first. Paul Goldschmidt hitting his first of the year. Winning pitcher Glasnow, he's 1-0. Michaelis takes the loss. He's 0-1. Yarbrough the save. It is his first save of the year. A game that takes 2 hours and 23 minutes. Played in front of a sellout crowd of 52,667 folks at Dodger Stadium.